we carry on talking about your time in the Second World War, I'd just like to go back, if I may, just to 1933, which was one special time in the Boys' Brigade calendar, when I believe you actually took part in the Jubilee camp. If you could just tell me a little bit about that. I mean, for instance, did you take your bugle?
No. I really went to that camp by default. When I say that, the captain said, we've got a very, very big event going on in Glasgow to mark the 50th anniversary of the Jubilee of the Boys' Brigade. Every company is allowed to send two boys. I'm going to give a paper out. I want every boy in the company to write the name of a boy who they think will best serve the company if he's sent. But you can't put your own name down. And the two boys that were selected, the boy I went with now, Courtney, Will Courtney, went with him, and another boy, Raymond Hill. Raymond Hill had been in the company longer than me. He hadn't got any rank as far as I remember. He was one of those boys, unfortunately, that treated the whole thing as a lovely big joke, and he was always playing up and one thing or another and getting sent home, and I don't know what it was. And in those days, if I remember right, the worst punishment a boy could have was have what they called a defaulter's mark. And a defaulter's mark means that you couldn't come to the company for a month. So he was given a defaulter's mark for something, and Gordon and he said because he's had a defaulter's mark, he's lost his opportunity to go to Glasgow. So the next boy on the list is Alf Smith. I was number third on the choice apparently, so that's how I come to be going.
All right.
But then when he says, right, you can go to Glasgow to represent the company, I was still apprenticed. And money was very tight. Dad was unemployed. And I said to Gordon Ennis, I can't afford to go. I've been to camp in August, which was a struggle anyway. And, oh no, he says, no, you're going to represent the company. The company will pay for all this. So I did go. I don't know what it cost. It was. We went. We caught the train at night, changed to the overnight train at Trent Bridge somewhere, I think, that went up to Glasgow, overnight, and get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. And there was Cap, as we called him, Gordon and Mrs. Skip, Wolf Courtney and me, and went into the camp. It was lovely, really. I'd never seen so many tents in rows. Both ways. How they allotted each tent to what, I don't know how I still found my tent, there was hundreds of them. They mixed every tent up, as far as I can remember, with a mixture of Irishmen, Scotsmen and Yorkshire,
right, yeah.
All this, and it was all different lingo going on, and Birmingham never came out very top of the linguistic sort of aspect. This is very good. I put it in that little book that I wrote. I thought there was a catch, but when we got back, Gordon and he said, I want you both to write a
diary.
A diary about, yeah, what went on, which you always get that.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with the... Well, for one thing, when we went to Hampden Park, we had a brass band to lead us.
That was for the conventicle?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And we got a brass band. Never once behind a brass band before in Glasgow, and there were tram lines,
yeah,
sticking up about that much as you walked over. It looked all cobblestones, yeah, as well.
Yeah. Six or seven centimetres up?
Oh, I think so, yes, yes. Oh, you had to be careful you didn't leg yourself up. And that's how it was. I was very impressed with the campfire that we had, because there were thousands of us all on a hillside, and it was dark, and they got a lovely big campfire. And there was a period where fire was going down. We'd had a bit of a church meeting and a prayer and things, but I said, we want you now to just have complete silence and just stare into the fire and let your own thoughts just wander. And I was very impressed with that. I think I suddenly in my mind saw the vastness of the Boys' Brigade.